Ozempic is a popular weight loss drug, a favourite among celebrities and social media influencers. It works by mimicking a naturally occurring hormone, sending a signal to your brain, telling it that you're full and should stop eating. But its popularity has led to a surge in global demand, and its manufacturers haven't been able to keep up. That has caused concern for people with diabetes who rely on the drug to stay healthy. Healthcare professionals who prescribe the drug for treating obesity say celebrity endorsements are disappointing. Our reporter Gavin O'Callaghan has more.
Today, Oprah Winfrey sent Weight Watchers stock prices tumbling when she stepped down as the company's spokesperson after confirming recently she's taken medication to lose weight.
One hot topic everyone in Hollywood still seems to be talking about is Ozempic. Stars like Amy Schumer, Khloe Kardashian...
It's a drug taking Hollywood by storm. But Ozempic's mainstream popularity is causing problems.
The celebrity endorsement of Ozempic, which really kicked off at last year's Oscars, has been one of the biggest disappointments to people working in the field of obesity ever.
That's Professor Donal O'Shea, the HSE's clinical lead for obesity.
We finally have a treatment that will allow us address a disease that we haven't been able to manage effectively. And it suddenly goes online, it's sold on the black market, it's marketed directly to people who are often purchasing things that they think have GLP or Ozempic in them, but actually when they're analysed have nothing in them. So there's a huge industry out there set up around this online availability with people who want to be thinner. They don't have the disease of obesity, they just want to be thinner. And that's a very negative story within the obesity arena.
So what is Ozempic and how is it benefiting those who use it?
So Ozempic is a drug that's given once a week to people with diabetes. It has been developed based on a hormone that your own body releases after you have a meal to help you handle blood sugar, to help you feel a little bit fuller and to delay your stomach emptying. That hormone stays alive in your own body for a minute, but the pharmaceutical industry have turned it into a treatment that can be taken once a week. And it's very effective for diabetes in most people who have diabetes. It's very good for weight in about a third of people.
This drug has had hugely positive effects for people with diabetes. Here is Ray O'Toole speaking to us from his home in Grace Zones in County Wicklow this week.
I'm 59 years of age. I was diagnosed when I was 32. And originally I was taking six injections a day. But I'm now on a pump, an insulin pump for the last 15 years. I've had numerous complications as a result of the diabetes. The most recent one being that I had to have my right leg amputated below the knee. But I've had heart surgery. I've had quadruple heart bypass surgery. That was about 4 years ago. And I've had numerous eye operations as a result of the diabetes.
Ray was prescribed Ozempic a couple of years ago, and he said it has dramatically improved his life.
I'm not as tired as I used to get. My energy levels are better. I've lost weight. I mean, that's one of the side effects of Ozempic. A good side effect is that it you don't feel as hungry. It definitely, you just don't feel like eating as much. That's the good part of the Ozempic. But it's also improving my diabetes. The amount of insulin that I have to take is probably, I would say it's almost half the amount that I used to take.
Ozempic's popularity has led to a shortage of supply worldwide, and for Ray and many others who rely on it, there are concerns that they might not always be able to access it.
It's not as bad now as it was, say, 6 months ago. 6 months ago, I'd have to ring around four, five, six places to see, or call into them to see if they had any stock. And, you know, I never ran out of it, but I got very close to running out of it, you know.
The drug is made by Novo Nordisk, who have been working on expanding their production to try and meet the global demand. Ireland's Health Products Regulatory Authority says it expects issues to continue into this year. Natalie McHale of Roche's Pharmacy in Rathmines said they cannot get enough Ozempic to meet the demand.
For our diabetic patients alone, we probably need between maybe 12 to 15 pens maybe per calendar month. And I would say maybe we get 5 to 7. And depending, some months you could get a little bit more, depending on the wholesaler stock. So, we're not getting half enough that we need.
Nearby at Dunville Community Pharmacy in Ranelagh, Niamh Bowden also said there are issues.
We've had a steady supply for the last few months, but we've had the same number of injections each month, so there's been no increase, and it's not enough to serve all of our patients.
In Ireland, Ozempic is only licensed for use for the treatment of diabetes type 2, but some doctors have been prescribing it off-label for the treatment of obesity. As this continues, a debate has emerged over who should get access to it. Here is Taoiseach Leo Varadkar responding to a question from Sinn Féin TD Rory O'Murcu in the Dáil in January.
Obesity is a disease, we shouldn't forget that, and it's good that treatments are now available for it. But there is a shortfall of supply internationally, and for that reason, and rightly so, diabetic patients are being prioritised. And the company Novo Nordisk is scaling up production, but they think it'll be the latter part of the year before there's enough being produced to meet demand.
But this is something Professor O'Shea hopes will change.
Ozempic or Wegovy, when we get it at the weight loss dose, is more effective, will be more popular, and we will have it in Ireland by the end of the year. And then we will see a growth in its use, and what we'll have to make sure is that people with obesity get access to it, and that it's not seen that people with diabetes deserve it any more or less than people with obesity. You can't rank diseases and say one disease is more worthy of a treatment than another. And we've got to a point now with obesity where finally people are saying, yes, we do need to treat the disease of obesity and not just wait for the diabetes to come along or the heart disease to come along or the cancer to come along.
Professor Donal O'Shea there, ending that report from Gavin O'Callaghan.